You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
Morena Delaney, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm okay. First day of winter.
Yeah, first day of winter. It definitely feels like it. There's the old sort of winter flus and sicknesses and things flying around left, right and centre. I'm off to get my flu jab today, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, I've had a pretty gnarly cough, which has not been enjoyable. But, you know, it's also citrus season because nature knows best.
This is true.
And I also splashed out on a bottle of 6-barrel soda, lemon, honey and ginger. So I didn't even have to sort of, you know, worry myself with acquiring citrus, which has been good. And, you know, this time of year, it's all about sort of comfort and vitamin C. So honey, lemon, ginger, a bit of turmeric, sprinkle of cinnamon's nice in there, a bit of hot water, splash of whiskey if you're that way inclined. So a lot of that in my household this week.
Pretty tasty sickness you've got going on there, by the sounds of it. What is your go-to food when you're feeling a bit run down and, you know, not necessarily up for cooking a full fabulous meal? What's your comfort, kind of, you know, helpful comfort food?
I got on the phone to my mother and I said, could I please have a batch of your vegetable soup?
Ooh, nice.
So she does a really old school one with the soup mix from the supermarket that has like barley and split peas and stuff in it. And this particular batch had like a bacon ham hock kind of thing in it, which falls off the bone and just flavors it, and just heaps of vegetables and herbs. And, you know, we've been having that since we were kids with a plate of buttery vogels in the middle of the table. Especially on a Sunday, I think it's just so nice, sort of an early dinner. So that's what I did.
The bread is mostly the incentive for soup for me, unfortunately. I do 100%. Like soup, but the big lump
buttery
of bread
toast
that
season.
What's your sort of preferred dunking bread? Because I feel like the best kind is actually sort of like a, you know, Baker's Delight farmhouse loaf for a soup situation.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, like a nice posh sourdough or something is also very nice, I think you'd get the full, you know, sort of correct amount of sog when you have a Baker's Delight loaf.
You're exactly right. Yeah, I think that's it. Like, we used to have Vogels just because that's what we had, you know, at home. But if you get the bread fresh, you don't need to toast it. Then you do, like you say, the requisite sog.
Yeah. And it's a fine line between good sog and bad sog, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It's very important. So if you've got a good crust, then that sort of holds it all together and, you know, use it like a spoon.
Yum.
It's good. It's true. It is just like buttery toast season, thinly veiled as soup season, really, isn't it?
Hard out. So soup's a big one. I've been doing a bit of the old crock pot chicken soup situation, or a slow cooker chicken soup situation.
Oh, I love a slow cook. Great
stuff.
Go to work.
But we do have a semi vegetarian household, so it's sort of good for lunches and less good for flat dinners at the moment.
But so good. And you know, you can mix it up each day with your garnishes as well, sort of get some fresh herbs on there and sort of try and keep it interesting. Add noodles one day if you
bit of chili
really
oil
to.
Or something like that. Yum. Yeah. That's a good time for sure.
Delicious.
What else is in the sort of wintry Kai situation for you?
Well, I'm very jealous because one of my dear friends is off to Fiji today for a wedding. It's sort of like, you know, one of those perfect days to leave the country for the tropical islands. But I got to go there a few years ago for a media trip and then came back to New Zealand winter, and limes are cheap in winter. You know, like we think margaritas, raw fish, summer, but actually, like now is the time to do it because limes
cornered the market there.
Yes. And so, you know, I was thinking it's a long weekend. Why not make some margaritas or some non-alcoholic margaritas and like a raw fish dish. And then maybe like I learned how to make like a Fijian Indian curry over there. I got to do a cooking class.
Yum.
And I was like, maybe I'll just do like a Fiji-inspired meal for the weekend.
So what's
since
the,
I'm not there.
What makes a Fijian Indian curry? What's the sort of flavor profile of that?
Well, it's pretty similar to you know, any sort of basic curry recipe. It's just the course I did was half traditional Fijian recipes and half sort of traditional Indian recipes.
Oh, cool.
But it was just in Fiji. Yeah, so I can send you a link to the recipe, actually, because it's
please.
A really good one to have. It's just sort of an array of spices.
We'll stick it in the podcast for people to go check out.
yeah, spices and seeds and things, and then you can use beef or chicken or anything really, and then I think it's got potato in it too.
Yum.
Just cook it for ages, and it's just, yeah, a really good one. We also learned to make roti that class, which is such a good one to have up your sleeve. Again, bread is the vessel with a saucy kind of dinner, and so satisfying to make your own. I think, you know, it's super cheap, it's super easy, and just, you know, elevates your dinner a little bit when you've done homemade.
I was thinking of the sort of bread as vessel thing as well when you're talking about raw fish, that you can't go wrong with a raw fish fry bread combo either, and that Ooh. Feels like maybe I think that would be maybe one
Putting
of my
a
top
New Zealand spin on it.
Yeah, top meals of all time.
All meals are simply how can I put bread in there?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That sounds amazing. Mm. Super tangy. Yeah. So I might do that, I think. But long weekend, you know, we talked about road trip food a while back. But
yeah.
If you're not going away and this weather gets like this, it's a good one to sort of head to a farmer's market and get some veggies. And, you know, I love doing things like making stock and spending the whole day in the kitchen, things that you don't usually do.
Yeah, I was going to say stock is one of those things that when you have time to do it, you feel so good. You feel like you're looking after yourself. You're being so helpful.
Totally.
So chefy.
Yeah, and it fills the house, you know, with warmth and that and smells. And it's just all good stuff.
How long do you, are you a sort of stock on the stovetop or stock in a slow cooker type of a person? What's your kind of general go-to?
Stovetop for me. Gosh, I haven't made stock for a long time. but I think this weekend it might be a go. So maybe a chicken frame in there. And then, any, you know, veggies you've got going. And then I usually cook it for the whole day, make soup with a little bit of it, and then strain and serve the rest.
Nice.
Strain and save the rest. So, lots of herbs is always good, like parsley. And even, you know, if you buy a head of celery, use the leaves and everything in there. Make it sort of as flavoursome as possible.
I feel like the other good thing about doing a stock on the long weekend is the long weekend is definitely in our flat when we do the fridge clear out as well. And so that's when you find the sort of shriveled carrots where you're like, this
is going in there.
There's only one option for this one now, and it's a stock or possibly the compost bin. But if you don't want to waste it, then stock season is the one.
I'm pretty sure that's all we've got in our fridge at the moment is a sort of the dregs of a bag of shrivelly carrots. Yeah. So I will definitely be at the farmer's market stocking up this weekend.
Excellent. Sounds like a good long weekend laid ahead of you. I hope you're feeling a little bit better soon, Delaney. Thanks so much for bringing us some hearty wintry kai.
Yes, you too. Thanks so much.
See ya.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.